Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. You?
I'm okay, except for September was brutal.
Well, let's just take a deep breath.
Okay.
That's right, because September historically for stock markets can be a tough month. And you know what? It was a bit of a doozer.
Yeah. And most times when September is volatile, so is October, going back in history. So be prepared for volatility.
Right.
I think one of the biggest concerns that people have as they transition to or live in retirement is when they see these types of swings, and we're talking 3-4%. It's not like we're seeing 10-20 yet.
Yep.
People start to worry about their income. They start worrying about how much money will I be able to take in my retirement?
Right.
Will this go to zero? All these different fears start.
Well, they see their portfolio going down, right? If you look online each day and you see the portfolio go down, particularly for people that are in retirement, you and I know psychologically that's a real problem because they have to live off of the portfolio, right? And so they see this shrinking value and they go, oh my God, am I going to be able to do it? Like, and then you go to the dark place. Am I going to run out of money? Am I going to, you know, is this going to zero, as you said? There's all of those fears that creep up.
Here's what I think people should do when they look at their accounts online or if they get those paper statements.
Yep.
So there's people will look at their statements online or they'll get them in the mail or they'll look at their account as it is live on the system.
Yes.
Okay, whatever online program you're using. Here's the problem. Most people will look at the bottom line.
Right.
Is the bottom line going up or down? That's it. That's all they're focused on. And if it goes down, anxiety level goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I got to take income. What people don't understand is that they need to label their accounts.
Right.
Okay? And here's how I suggest people should label. Label an account, what's for the growth for the longer term. Label the accounts, what are the accounts for the short term. Here's where the problem will come up. Most people will go, everything's in the same account.
Well, they've never thought about that structure, right? It's one big bucket of money.
Yeah.
And this is the thing we've talked about for forever and a day is that people don't transition their investment strategies from when they're at a period where they're growing their wealth to when they get into a period where they need to support a lifestyle and income.
Now, here's what our industry has done. They said, okay, you've got this big bucket of money. You can draw X dollars per month, per year out, no problem, provided that you get certain types of rate of return. So they're focused on that rate of return for everything,
right?
Which is inaccurate, How we put things together, and if you were to label the accounts, you would actually see growth bucket, these are the accounts, income bucket, these are the accounts. The income bucket has different accounts based upon tax, the tax strategy. And then you can look at these accounts in separate mindsets. Has my income bucket gone down this quarter? This was a pretty bad quarter.
Right.
Q3 for 2021 was not good.
Right.
And so when you look at a third quarter number and you say, uh-oh, what did my income do? Because that income is supposed to forecast out for the next 10 years, let's say.
Yeah.
What did my income bucket do? Okay, income bucket, let's talk about ours.
Yep.
Our income bucket has been in the global bond sector for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And pretty much this quarter?
Yeah, flat to slightly positive.
Okay, so if you're flat to slightly positive, but the markets are down, what does that mean for your income?
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
Correct.
Absolutely nothing. Had nothing to do with what happened in the stock market. And I think what people forget is how the structure of these two buckets is very important. Let's kind of spend some time, Dave, because you are the bond guy on the team, about what is actually happening in the income bucket. Hmm. We talk about stocks all the time. And yeah, the stock guy wants to bring up the bond conversation because I think the bond market kind of gives us an idea of where things are headed. When investments are selected in the income bucket, there's no stocks.
Correct.
No preferred shares for dividends and focused on dividends.
Correct.
It's purposely done that way to minimize or negate that kind of volatility.
It's cash bonds. Right, it's not derivatives of bonds. It's not any of the things you've mentioned. It's cash bonds, meaning I lend somebody some money. I'm the creditor to that corporation or government or whatever it might be, right? And they owe me that money back with an interest rate.
Correct. Now, there are multiple ways to make money or reduce volatility in the bond market. People think inflation's going up, interest rates going up, all bonds are going to fall.
Right.
Simply not true. If you have 500 bonds all around the world, different time frames, different maturities, different amount of interest rates, different currency, you can play with a whole bunch of things. Three of those C's, the letter C, capital appreciation, so bonds can move up in price. Mm-hmm. There are countries around the world that are changing their interest rates lower, so that price goes up. Number two, currency. As currency moves around, you can make some money there. And the credit quality. Is the quality of those companies actually improving?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have these different types of investments, you don't have to focus on only one interest rate.
Yeah, and there's ways to mitigate all of the risks. There's different risks in the bond markets than there are in the stock markets, and there's some overlap risks, right?
Right.
We know that. The problem, there's always two problems. There's the math and the science behind the structure and discipline we talk about, right? And then there's the psychology,
yeah,
or the emotion behind what we do, right?
Yeah.
And in times when equity markets are moving higher, people look at bonds if they're not keeping up and say, what am I doing with this, right? Now, let's leave the growth portfolio aside. In the income portion of the portfolio, you've got to just preserve the purchasing power of that money over time, right? So we can afford to take very low risk to protect the cash flow that a family needs to support their lifestyle. And over time, not through every single day or even on a quarterly basis, maintain the purchasing power by matching or slightly exceeding what inflation is doing, right? So this transition that we talk about all the time in terms of how you structure your portfolio addresses not just the mathematical side and the risk components and so on and so forth, but it also addresses people's ability to relax through periods of volatility in the equity markets. And in fact, my job on the team, when I can take that risk out and give that income, it gives you the ability to go looking around for opportunity
on the growth
to take
side.
Advantage of volatility. And that's how these two things work together.
That's how we work so well together, is when you're focused on the income side, so the clients feel, okay, there's cash flow coming. I don't have to worry about what's happened today in
the
markets.
In the short term, I will get my
this
money.
This year in the markets, I've got my check.
Cash flow.
It's just like the Canadian pension plan.
Yep.
I have yet to hear one person that watches this or listens to the show, any of our clients, call me up and say, the markets are down. How do you think my pension check's going to go?
Right.
Do you think I'm going to lose my pension check?
Right.
No one says that to
right.
us. But when they look at their portfolio, oh, my income's going to be impacted. Not if it's structured, right?
Correct.
Not if your structure of your portfolio is like those pension plans.
Right.
And that's where we have to look at. I think that's one key thing that in this market, I am so proud of, that this quarter has not been a very good quarter for growth investments.
Right.
Stocks primarily. But has been fantastic in the income bucket.
Yeah, it's been just fine.
It's been doing exactly what
it should be doing.
To do.
That's exactly right. That's why you get to sleep at night, right? And the goal in retirement is obviously, it's not to be stressing out about what you see in your portfolio every single day. It's about enjoying the lifestyle that you've planned.
Could you imagine, Dave, the people who have got dividends or that type of cash flow coming to pay their expenses in retirement, how much anxiety there is right now when markets fall?
Yeah.
We get another 10% correction. Yeah, you got your dividend check, and that's what our industry will say. Hang in there. The dividends are still paying it. You have nothing to worry about. What if you need more than the dividend payment?
Yeah.
Then everything changes.
Right.
Everything is now shot right there, and that's the concern. And that's why I'm really glad about today's show today. Today's show is going to be pretty cool. First of all, we're going to talk about, you know, how this minority government, how it's going to impact investors. So that's going to be a big piece there. We're also, one of the biggest concerns that many of our clients feel when they become empty nesters, right? What's going to happen? What's the emotion for being an empty nester?
Yep.
Okay. Hopefully, cross our fingers, in a few years, we'll be empty nesters, so we'll...
you do want them to launch it.
Yeah, we get out. Leave. Leave, you two. Leave, please. Okay. And then, of course, we've got a fantastic piece talking about what's happening in the market volatility, what's going on, how do you see things short-term, and where the opportunity lies in the long-term. There's been a lot of volatility. I want to explain what's going on in the markets there. You know, we've been talking about these types of issues, concerns. We talk about how many ways there are to bulletproof your retirement. We're going to give you the full synopsis, the ideas, the strategies, and the solution on Tuesday, October 19th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, well, stick around after the break, and we're going to discuss how the most recent federal election may impact your portfolio. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.